Hello and welcome to Deep Beats Hit Parade, episode number 21, I think. Good, got that right. Excellent. With me, Richie, and my co-host and co-presenter, colleague, whatever one you call him, the one, the only, Massimiliano Alessandrani.
Wow! Oh my God, that was almost there. You completely butchered the last two wows. But I'm so impressed, man. Thank you so much. That means a lot.
I'm working on this. So when I finally get back to Italy, I'll just blend in.
Yes, exactly. Just say my name out loud. People are like, oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah. Just keep saying, Massimiliano. Anyway, most people would probably be familiar with what we're doing here. So the whole premise of Deep Beats Hit Parade is that Massi has three tracks that I've never heard and he's going to play them, alternated with my three tracks that I've got that he's never heard. And we're going to have a view on them. We'll have some banal chat and we'll probably abuse some people along the way. It's generally how it goes. Anything you want to add at this point?
It's just so nice to be here, man. So nice. Good feelings today. There we go. Oh,
God. Last time it was all poetic romance and whatnot. And this time
flowers.
Flowers. And now it's all... Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So who's starting? Is that your track playing? Is that you?
Okay. Me.
Excellent, señor.
Me to go first this time. Here we go. So well, you should see Massi's reaction as I was playing. Continuing my love of disco, new disco, whatever it is, in total contrast to my usual morosity, if that's even a word. That is the Funk District. The track is Woohoo! That is coming out, on Sundries, and it came out the 15th of March. It came out everywhere. Oh. I've got no interesting facts about it other than it is called Woohoo!
I mean, first of all, it's unclear what's happening here. You should have seen Richie just dancing. He was busting some moves in the background. Yeah, what's going on? What's going on with the funk? The funk doesn't... We're just saying off air, the funk. I know what funky and all of that, but the funk doesn't also mean like a really bad smell. Why would you call your track a really bad smell?
It's not a track, it's the funk district. So maybe they live somewhere that smells.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Or maybe because the music's quite funky, they thought, oh, that's a good name for it. Maybe that was more logical. I don't know.
You're gonna get how many unsubscribes you're gonna get just out of this conversation. I don't know.
Well, nobody's listening.
Yeah, it's just being you and the cat, the neighbor's cat.
Even Paul's not listening.
No, he hasn't been listening for a while, has he? No. Very appropriate name, that's all I'm going to say. The track is actually very funky and very groovy. I don't know them. How did you come across them? The funk district?
Well, I'm on the promo list for Sundries. How else do you think this fucking works? It's a real simple premise. We play music, we get sent. Is that not what
I'm getting? I'm getting a lot of really bad techno music lately.
There's always really lots of bad techno music.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ever since time began.
It's just like really bad. But anyway, track. I don't know what to say, to be honest. It's a great tune. Very funky. The woo-hoo name, I'm not entirely convinced about that.
Come on, you can do better.
Woo-hoo! But yeah, there you go. It makes sense. I'm just very concerned, man. I haven't seen you so funky in a long time. But, God.
It just gets me. But speaking of promos, you've got a lot of bad techno. I seem to be getting an increasing amount of acid house. He spat his drink out.
almost choked here. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there too. Lots of the but really bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just yeah, I don't know, man. Jeez. Please.
They need to be listening to
exactly. Luckily, yeah, and in my last batch there was something decent at least. But this is gonna sound so bad though, because you know we are really lucky to get lots of promos and we're very, very grateful. But it's interesting the amount of just very dull stuff coming through. I'm surprised. That's it.
You can maintain this niceness all you like. I fucking hate getting all this shit music. It's the same with demos when they come in like some pre-prepared formatted MailChimp email.
Oh,
you just
God.
Think, delete, delete, delete. It's like, what do people think? Do your homework. You know, you're just wasting your time and effort. Anyway,
see,
I'm glad you liked it, kind of. You know, you weren't convinced by the title, but you liked the song. So moving on.
monster of a track. There is a reason why we are laughing. We'll tell you a little bit more later. But this monster of a track is from Martin Stoikov. The track is called Blood Magic. And it's coming out in a few days. Well, depending where you're listening to the podcast. 8th of April on Ballroom Records. What do you think of that, man? That track is just...
No, we're going back to where you're pissing yourself laughing. So, for those of the art sitting here, Massey's trying to come up with a word suitable for that track. He's edited himself about six times whilst he's playing, in between doing chicken neck strutting to that song. Everything. He's called it a bullet. He's called it a train wreck. He's called it looking for some... I think he was looking for a word. We settled on monster, and then he couldn't pronounce it to save his life. This monster. It's a good job I'm here to keep things in check.
I'm sweating already. Jesus, not even in the second track here. Yeah, but anyway.
So when's this one out? When was this one out?
On the 8th of April.
This year?
Yeah. Man, I'm catching up, my man.
Right.
So super, super surprised.
Well, I thought we'd gone back in time again.
You should have seen Rich's face. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh.
I'm not sure what to say because part of me thinks he's just killing himself laughing. Part of me thinks that it's really good. It's really intense.
Yeah.
And then I've just said, people keep sending me shit acid house music, and then there's a bit of acid in it. You're saying people are sending you loads of rubbish techno. There's techno in it.
Oh, God.
What are we doing? Let me just slag off in everything that this song is. Other than drop a couple of E's, and you'd be like going a bit rock all to this one. It is a monster track made for monster sound systems.
Yes.
It would be immense.
Oh, my gosh.
In a club. Man, it would be immense.
Yeah. Oh.
I kind of liked it, perversely. I sort of like it.
Perversely.
It's like a love-hate relationship with that one.
I know. But it's just, you know what it is? It's just so in your face, so straight to the point, and so just like, not even just like so, I just liked it. Maybe I was in the right mood. Ah, yes.
Yeah, no, it had it. I reckon there'd be people up and down the country where you are, and where I am, I suppose all over the world, listening to that in spin classes. Lycra-clad, ponytail-wearing, fitness gear, thronging kind of masses of people giving it, step it up, push a gear, all of that. Yeah, they'd love that. That and a bit of Swedish House Mafia. Fucking bring it.
Oh, man. Oh, God. Shall we say anything else about the track?
No,
that's it.
What label? What was the label again?
It's called Ballroom Records. And this will be the release number 54.
Oh, I thought you'd forgotten about the catalog.
I know. Numbers. I haven't said catalog numbers in a while. But yeah, no.
Yeah,
not right.
You'd miss them.
All right, man.
Right.
It's your turn, man.
I know. I'm trying to think of different ways of saying my turn, next one, moving on. Start to sound like Pete Tong with only like three. We continue.
Yes. What about Keep It Locked?
Keep It Locked. Let's go with that.
Thank you.
that is Rishimoto. Is that the right pronunciation, do you reckon?
I think that was pretty good. Ah, hold on. Okay. Richikomoto. Wow.
Right. I knew it would be better coming from you. The track is Those Who Be Happy. That's the dub session. That is on Najalin's Lucid Flow label, and it is out, or was out, on the 1st of April. And there isn't an awful lot of information that makes any sense about the guy online, other than he lives in Hamburg, something to do with Ibiza, and he's obviously got quite a Italian-sounding name, really.
Yeah, and Enrico Reggini.
Yeah, which sounds very Italian when you say.
Yeah, it's not the first time. I know the name. I remember the name. I can't.
He's been around for a while. Pops up every now and then, and I think because he's got such a distinctive name, I recognised it. But like you, was like, oh, where do I know that from? And obviously, quite a contrast from my first song, don't you think? What?
Is this the time to finally open up and talk about what's going on? Because seriously, man, we should have like a music therapy session, because something is boring. I don't know. You can go from hoo-hoo to this kind of melodic, hypnotizing and deep track. Well, can't you?
Why not?
Well, you can, actually, yeah.
Life is all about light and shade, Massey. You've just got to open your eyes to the, you know, without light, there can be no dark.
And on that note...
That's what my therapist said, anyway.
Yeah, on that note, keep it locked.
Mic drop. I still don't know what that is.
Oh, boy. Do I like it? Did I like it? Do you want to know?
Did you like it? I don't really care.
That's what I was wondering. So this show is becoming just like I'm going to play my shit. You play your shit.
I thought that's what we did.
Oh, yes, exactly. Oh, my. All right, man.
Listening to Deep Beats Hit Parade.
So that was the maestro Satoshi Fumi. Track is called Sweep Harmony, and it's out already on Ditone. I hope I'm pronouncing that well, my man. Is that how you call it? Because I would say Detone, but obviously it's not. Ditone. And this was out, for your joy, because it's a bit older than it should be, this was out on the 1st of March.
I've got nothing to add to that. I always think Darren Emerson's label's really good. He's got a great label. He gets great people on it. I love it when he's got his own tracks on there as well. It's just kind of like, it's very Darren Emerson, isn't it? Kind of like, it's got that whole structure and theatre and just intensity, you know, in a different way to that first track of yours, which was just in your face. This one's much more kind of just kind of absorbs you into the flow of it, which is why Satoshi's been doing it so bloody long, because he's just got a musical talent and that's it.
I know.
It's just quality.
Yeah, and when you put it like that, it's very frustrating, actually. I'm not sure. Oh boy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have some water.
Fucking eloquent.
Yes.
Yeah, you drink your water, mate. Yeah. Right.
Alright, next one.
Keep it locked.
Keep it
for me comes from Jordan Naumov. Track is The Idea, that's the original mix. It's out on one of my favourites at the moment, Moist Music, and it came out the 22nd of March. I don't know anything about anyone on this, and I've not googled them, because their promos, and they don't really do any blurb with any of their promos, and it's just kind of like fine with me. I'm just going to say, for the record, I love that one, especially the drop from about 2.5 minutes to about 4 minutes. It's just got this, just, oh, you just want it to go. And when it does, you're there. Hands in the air, dancing around in a garage, recording a podcast. Have it.
Living the life in the bedroom, man. Same here.
Oh, this is it. Saturday night, where else would you be?
Of course.
At 10 o'clock on a Saturday night, recording this. We are rock and roll.
No, that's not true. He's lying. We are actually recording live from a very famous studio, which we can't disclose. But very famous people around. I mean, there is lots of boots going, disco balls and stuff. Speaking of disco balls, as you said, off air, you're right, it's deeper than the first one, but it still has got that funking going on, doesn't it? It's really groovy. It's very catchy. The riff is very basic, but it's so enticing, this one too. Really great job with them, man. I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. It's a shame. It's a real shame that labels, though, not all of them, when you know they don't put any effort in actually telling you the story a little bit. I mean, I can Google the name of the guy, that's for sure. But, you know, what's behind this? What's behind this EP? Well, who's the voice from on the track? Is there a random voice? Was it recorded because of whatever? And, you know, maybe I'm too curious. I don't know.
I think people stopped reading. I think that was a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I remember way back when I used to do stuff for Kahua. You know, you were trying to get it, trying to get a lot across really quickly. And was anybody listening?
Mm.
Nobody really knows if anyone listens, reads. Obviously, statistically, you can see if you've listened to which tracks and if you downloaded any of those tracks. But does it make any difference? You know, when you used to do like a press release thing with it, I think it matters for like if you're trying to get it in publications, you need one for that 6 weeks in advance. But if they're just firing out promos every week, really,
it just doesn't really.
They've just decided people are buying the music or listening to the music, and they're not really fussed about the backstory.
And that's it.
I'm like you. I'd like a little bit of backstory about who it is, because most of the names that they have on their labels, I've never heard of. So it would be interesting, but it's not there, and I'm just going to enjoy the music.
Fair enough. And great track, man. I really liked it. Moist, I'm liking them a lot. They're doing lots of interesting stuff.
Yeah, they've got a little sub-label now as well, which is Moist Black Label or something like that.
Okay.
That's nice as well, bit harder. Yeah, it's good.
Something like you did in the past.
Yeah.
With your other sub-label.
Yeah. It's still there somewhere. Right.
Keep it locked.
We continue.
can I just say, that saxophone, man. Oh man, great vocals, superb riff, impeccable groove. It feels like summer here, man. It feels like bloody summer. Finally, having, you know, a proper vocal track, I'm just like, I'm all excited about it. It brings me back, but it doesn't feel that old school, and oh my gosh. Anyway, that was Jeffrey Bergman. The track is called We Know Better, and they do. The voice featuring Braille Watson, and this is out, well, it will be, this is, on the 12th of April on RNC Music, which surprisingly I found out is actually an Italian label, which does all sorts of really odd things. Like, they have, like, it's not just house music or whatever, they do lots of sort of releases and production. Very odd. But still, what do you think of this amazing track, man? Come on. Come on, man. Come on.
You're back to the trend of positive bias here, aren't you?
Yes.
It's good. It's not my kind of thing. No, but it's just not my kind of thing. It's just too flowery and too. Don't know.
You could say too happy. Too happy. Not maybe too happy.
Not too happy. Oh. It's just too cheesy. For me, I like the vocals great, the rhythm's great. It's kind of, it feels like yesteryear again. And that drop, like the 4 minute mark, is killer. It was decent, just not for me.
Oh, fair enough. Oh, that's it. So we conclude the three tracks. Now it's the time for your classic.
Yeah, but you look all sad now.
It has been a pleasure, and there is nothing to keep locked. You can leave now. Anyway, so you are gonna. This is your classic track. This
is my classic track, and I'll introduce it before we play it. I did have another track lined up for this, but on XL Recordings, it was a different track to this. But given the recent-ish, by the time this podcast comes out, passing of Keith Flint.
Yeah.
Flint. What was his second name? That's terrible. Can't remember his second name. I thought it was only fitting that we kind of did a classic track, which was The Prodigy, and this is Your Love. We'll be right back. That, of course, is The Prodigy, Your Love, on XL Recordings from 2008. And I could have sworn it was older than that, but...
me too.
2008, kind of. I was trying to tee up, looking back in my history when I used to go to Fillmore's, because I was sure we danced to that, but that was a few years before 2008, so I definitely wasn't on my face listening to that then.
Well... what can we say, really? I know we should talk about the music, but I just, like, you know, so sad. What a shame. What a life wasted. What a talent wasted. But anyway, I didn't mean to get all sad and deep, but yeah.
You started off really happy and I've just brought it down.
I know. I'm sorry. But probably not my favorite track. I'm really emotionally attached to. I was just looking it up to the album, The Fat of the Land, just because you know, I think, as it is, music sticks to you in specific periods, and so that's probably my favorite album. And if I have to pick one song, Firestarter would be the one that really changed my view of music in general. I don't know.
I'm gonna be unpopular here because I never really liked The Prodigy.
Okay, fair enough, man.
You know, all that Firestarter and all that stuff, it was just fucking noise, which is controversial, I take it. And I'm not speaking of the dead or anything like that. It just wasn't for me. I didn't mind that one, and kind of early XL stuff was good, so I kind of listened to them because of XL, nothing else.
And just being honest. Not all the music sounds musical to me either, I'm honest. Probably that's the one and only album, I think. But so some of it is, you really need to be into it to appreciate it and like it. But anyway, so we've done it again.
Yeah, I've brought the mood right the way down now. Well done, mate. That's it then. Deep Beat Tip Parade episode 21 wrapped up. Everyone probably knows by now where to find Deep Beat Tip Parade. You get it on iTunes, Spotify, everywhere else, really, all the good places. And you can follow Strictly Underground Music on Instagram, and plenty of stuff happening on there, including a new podcast series from Massey, which he's reluctant to talk about for some reason. I don't know why, but between you and me, it's DJ mixes, okay? And you may have seen him putting some posts out about gender equality, so it might have something to do with that. But Massey will reveal all in good time.
It's a surprise,
but everyone else will be able to fill in the gaps. So that's it. Thanks, Massey.
Thank you, Richie. Always a pleasure. And as what's his name says, see you on the flip flop.
Fuck, gets worse.
Do you know who is? I can't remember. I love Jack Black. He started, and then I'll leave you in peace. He started, he's taking the piece of everybody. He started a YouTube channel about gaming called Jablinski Games. And all he does is not actually playing video games. He does play video games in his own way. It's going fucking ballistic. And at the end of it, he's going to see you on a flip flop. I love the guy. So I want it to be a little bit like Jablinski Games. Okay, good night.